This is a call for Philly Organic Listing.
Good morning. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Good morning, Jasmine. My name is Maria. I have a patient, and I'm a his home caregiver, and I was trying to switch the company where I'm at to a new one, so I just wanted to ask a couple questions real quick.
How can I help you?
I'm pretty sure she is going to transfer all 70 hours, which is 10 hours a day. I cover 50 of those hours, and she's going to need someone for Saturday and Sunday.
She needs staffing Saturdays and Sundays. Will she prefer a male or a female? Does it matter?
Long as they know English. A lot of people that have been coming here doesn't speak English, so it's been a little tough, you know.
Gender friendly. What start time is she looking for Saturday and Sunday?
From, I think it's 10 to 8. 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And then you are the main caregiver. You complete 70 hours. What county is the patient located?
I think it's Roxborough.
Roxborough? Where is this at?
Is
it Pennsylvania?
It is. It's 371. It's real close to downtown. 371 Livesey Street.
Livesey,
L-I-B-E-Z-E-Y.
L-I-B is in victory, E is in elephant, Z is in zebra, E-Y.
L-I, B as in Victor, E as in ear, Z as in zebra, E as in ear, and Y as in yellow.
Got it. Okay, so that's Philadelphia County. You good? Yep.
That's good. Okay. Yeah. My other question is, do you guys provide gloves? I mostly use about a box and a half each month. He doesn't wear underwear. Everything is, you know, diapers and stuff like that, you know. So
absolutely, if that's something if you need gloves, yes, we can provide gloves.
Okay, because the company that I'm with right now, they told me that I'm not up for gloves until April, and it's like I'm tired of buying gloves.
You shouldn't be buying gloves. You shouldn't be buying gloves because the service corner, they should be requesting that's called the medical supply. So if he goes through gloves like that because he needs them, then that's something that the agency should be requesting from the service coordinator so they can add it to his care plan so that you're never without personal hygiene products.
And the timeline is because I work from during the week from Monday to Friday, I work from 8 to 6. You know, by the time I come in, most places are closed, so I can't drive and pick up gloves. And by the time I leave, most places are closed. So
then we need to have them ship the gloves directly to the patient's home.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you so much.
I can put in that request, but you need to speak. The patient needs to verbally request it from the service coordinator. So I'm going to put in the request with us. So when we do speak to them, we tell them, hey, did you know that the patient needs gloves delivered to the house? They're going to say, okay, but they verbally have to hear it from the patient, okay, before they send anything off.
Okay, because I know she do get gloves from her insurance, but it's for her when we're, you know, with caregivers is not here. And her coordinator keeps telling her that the facility needs to provide us the worker gloves. So I'm not sure what's going on there, to be honestly.
I'll figure that out for you, okay?
Okay, and my other question is how much is the pay rate?
So we do overtime. Are you getting overtime for the remaining 30 hours?
10 hours. Yeah. I'm doing Monday to Friday. I work 10 hours a day. So I do 50 hours a week.
Oh, so you're doing 50, not 70, right?
Yeah. So, that's what I'm saying. She's going to need someone for it. Mm-hmm.
It's a total of 70. You're doing 50. The remaining 10 hours is overtime. And I can do, what's your rate right now so I can match it or offer you something higher?
$15.50. I can give you pay stubs.
Give me one second. Let me see if we could accommodate you with that rate. Because it's county-based and based on your your time and a half. Let me get confirmation of that. Okay, 1 second.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely, 1 second.
You want to go to the bathroom? Mr. Lowe, mm-hmm. You want to go to the bathroom? Yes.
You're currently at 1550, you said?
Yes, I'm doing 50 hours from Monday to Friday.
No. Your current rate, hourly,
oh, 1550? Yes, 1550, yes. I just got a raise, but I don't care. Because, you know, January came around. Ready?
Mm-mm. All right, what's your name?
Maria. Maria Maldonado.
Maldonado. And is this a good number to reach you?
Yes, 215-921-0037.
Mm-mm.
And what's the patient's name, Maria?
Mr. Larry Lambert.
And what's his date of birth, honey?
Mine is October 5th,
1984.
No, his. Oh, his. 061566.
And the whole nine, you said it's 371 Lizzie Street. No, that's good that you know your patient. That means that you take pride in him and you take good care of him. You know how many caregivers call here and they don't even know the last name for the patient that they have? It's horrible.
Oh, man.
So 371 Lizzie Street, Philadelphia, PA. The zip code is 19144.
19120. I'm pretty sure it's that one.
Okay, 20. And a good number to reach Mr. Larry.
Well, he's nonverbal. You will have to speak to his... to his wife. I do have her number right here.
What's her name?
Her name is Esther Marie Lambert.
I just need the first name and her phone number.
Her phone number.
Are we adding her as a point of contact, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because okay. He doesn't speak.
Okay.
So it's 404.
404.
915. 915-5950.
And do you know if he's if the service coordinator's name and number? Would you happen to know their info?
Oh no, she always does that.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. And quick question.
Go ahead, honey.
I'm sorry. So we had to switch once before because I didn't get paid.
Oh, my gosh. That's horrible. Did they give you back your money, though? Did they give you your money?
Well,
though?
You know, like 3 months I was fighting for it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, wow.
It's okay. So, I mean, is this going to be an issue?
No. I always recommend so that never happens to you because sometimes when it's a mailed check, there is issues with, you know, like the
oh, no, this is what's going straight to an account.
Direct deposit always, and you will never have a problem. Also, make sure that you're clocking in and out correctly where there's no issues where your payroll can, you know, potentially stop because there's the corrections that need to be made.
Is this going to be weekly or biweekly?
You get paid every Friday once a week. You get paid if you work holidays. You get time and a half during your holidays. What else? You get Aflac insurance that you could purchase and buy into.
Okay.
Cool. What else? I think there's other things, but I'm not sure because the coordinator can better assist you with that.
Okay.
Once I pass I'll send you for your hiring application. I'm just waiting for my boss to approve your rate and offer you I don't know if I can offer you more than what you're making, but I'm waiting to see that at least he can match it, you know? Because you're going to get overtime.
Okay. So if, God forbid, you know, everything turns good and everything, are you going to be the lady who I, you know, speak to every time I need, let's just say, gloves or a day off?
No, you're going to have your coordinator assigned to you for that, but you could always call me if you need anything. Anything adjusted, if you need to talk to the service coordinator, if, you know, he needs changes to his care plan.
Okay. All right, and another thing, I know this probably is out of your control, but I figure I just ask. When we also transfer, it was a week that I had I never got paid for because the transfer, I was hoping maybe this transfer, you know, I don't know how the transfer is. I've been with Miss Valerie for 2 years, and, I didn't get paid for that week, and I kept coming because, you know, I just felt bad.
So, Maria, let me tell you, you're not going to stop your services until we take over, okay? So you're going to continue to clock in and out so there's no lapse in pay for you and no lapse in services for the patient until the service coordinator physically gives us an authorization and says, yes, you can start. That means that your paperwork is in, you're on payroll, and you're not going to miss a pay. So you just wait until our coordinators reach out to you and tell you, okay, this is your start date with us.
Okay.
Because we don't want that to happen to you, okay?
Okay.
So let me put in this request. I might have to call Ms. Esther since she's the one that has all the information for the service coordinator, but we'll be in touch, okay?
Okay, she's at work right now, and she works as a teacher, a front desk and all that, so she might be, you better off texting her if you are able to.
Okay. I'll try my best.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Bye. All right, honey. Take care. Bye-bye.